Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the fourth pillar of coherence, which is philosophy that manifests as your values. I am going to get us started by lighting some sage just to cleanse our shared space. And I'm going to invite you to close your eyes or soften your vision if it is safe and you are able to do so. And begin to deepen your breath. As you begin to breathe deeper, really tune in to your space. If your eyes are open, really notice what's around you. If your eyes are closed, maybe listen, feel, experiment with your other senses. And continue with that breath. Waking up the body. Here in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do so, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. Okay, whenever your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in. And keep breathing, really fill up those lungs. And exhale. Tuning in to the collective. All of the people, the beautiful souls across space and time, sharing this breath and sharing this ritual. You can begin to allow your breathing to return to a normal pattern. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. Something about that deep breath that always makes me a little sleepy, a little relaxed. I am going to begin shuffling our cards for today. And as I do so, as always, please tune back into our theme, which today is philosophy or values. What do values have to do with your coherence? I always think of this as a big difference between our thought values, our intellectualized values in philosophy, and our lived philosophy. Coherence is when those align. Do yours align? If yes, what's made that successful for you? If not, why not? If you have any questions, you can bring those to mind in this moment, or you can just let whatever is there arise. And this reading, as always, is for the collective, for everyone who was called to click on this video. We have the Six Cups in reverse, and in this card we see a village and a old woman who looks little and a young-looking child who looks large, passing a cup with flowers and luscious greenery in it to one another in a little small village, and all of the cups are kind of overflowing and bountiful with these flowers that are in them. And this card is always striking to me because the small figure does look old and the large figure looks like a child, like the proportions are almost wrong. And this is a card all about embodying our inner child and childlike wonder. So to get it in reverse is a reminder not to lose that. That joy and levity must be a part of our philosophy. Again, I think we talked about this last week, or at least in weeks past when we've discussed philosophy. It is so easy for this work of philosophy and our values to be over-intellectualized. What does it feel like to play with your values? Where does joy fit in? Where does humor fit in? When was the last time you picked up metaphorical crayons and colored all over the living room walls of your philosophy? Many of us would look at that as ruining it, but also, the space that you live in must work for you. I oftentimes have to remind myself that simple, fun things are a part of coherence. Enjoying a really good cocktail is a part of my coherence. Dinner with my friends is a very big part of my coherence. These fun things, these things that bring us joy, aren't guilty pleasures, aren't indulgences. They are a part of our philosophy and can teach us a lot about ourselves. And I think if we actually pay attention and look at the places where we may scorn some of these behaviors, we can learn about what was scorned for us growing up, what pieces of us were not allowed to flourish, to thrive, and are we not allowing ourselves to gift to ourselves? You are allowed every dimension of the human experience, and your values can and should represent that. As we move into our mantra for today, inspired by the Six of Cups in reverse and the theme of philosophy, our mantra is going to be, I let my inner child run free. No further explanation. I think our inner childs deserve that. Whenever you're ready, we'll take a deep breath and on the exhale, repeat our mantra of, I let my inner child run free. Okay, whenever you're ready. And exhale, repeating, I let my inner child run free. I just got the most beautiful vision of a bunch of kids just running through a field together with their arms spread wide. Imagine what it would be like to let all of our inner children just go play together. That's what I would like today's ritual to be, our inner children playing with each other. For our practice today, I want you to go back and reflect on what you really enjoyed as a kid, whether that was your art class and you loved painting, or maybe you were on the basketball team and that was your passion and your pride and joy. Whatever as a kid was just your hobby, the thing that you loved doing. Call that back to mind. And if it's been a while since you've done that, put some time on the calendar to have a date with your inner child. That sounds a little odd, but I hope you know what I mean. To practice this, to indulge, let your inner child manifest in the version of you today. Let you and your inner child meet each other and spend some time together. And put time on the calendar to do that. That is what today's practice is. Not just thinking about doing it, but obviously you may not have an hour today to run up to the store and grab some sketch paper and draw, but put an hour in this weekend to do that. Thank you all so very much for being a part of our daily ritual. And share in the comments down below what you loved to do as a child and what you are going to do with your inner child. I am going to do a monologue. That may be the nerdiest thing I've ever said, but I just loved acting and it's been so long since I've done anything. And I'm going to find an old monologue and rememorize it and rehearse it and perform it just for myself. And actually, that sounds like so much fun. So let me know in the comments what you're going to do with your inner child. And please share this ritual with someone that you think would enjoy it or maybe needs this reminder today. And I am looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. If you are on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, please leave us a 5-star rating and a review down below. If you are on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel so you don't miss any other daily rituals, and give this video a like just to boost the algorithm. And again, comment down below what you're gonna do with your inner child. And wherever else you may be watching this, please follow. All of these actions are the best way to support our daily ritual and the Cohere Collective. If you're curious about the Cohere Collective, you can head to www.thecoherecollective.com to learn more about our story and our other content and offerings. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our daily ritual's theme music, and as always, I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.